Wait. You don't think he's trying to invade or something? Take over Bunny's holdings?
No, I don't think so.
It did not make sense that a mid-list admiral would alienate so powerful a family. Besides, he could not invade without troops, and one shuttle load would hardly be enough. Harris thought a moment.
Wait, remember that Kettlegrave woman?
The one blathering on about blood sports?
Yes, she said something about fox hunting leading to other things. Those who would hunt innocent animals being just as willing to hunt people.
Ridiculous! Bunny's as gentle as his nickname.
Bunny is, but Lupescu is most definitely not. What if there's some kind of illicit hunting? No, not people, of course, but something else that Bunny wouldn't like, with the fox hunting season as cover.
Even as Harris said it, she remembered that Lupescu belonged to a semi-secret officers' club. She had not been invited to join, but Perrin Sothanus had. He'd refused, and kept his oath not to talk of what he'd learned. But she had heard him say it was really sick. They think the only true blood sport is war.
You have a wicked mind.
I know. But it makes sense. You told me that Bunny has some rare and valuable animals that are practically pets. What if they're being hunted? We'll go armed and expect trouble. It's the only sensible way.
Armed?
Of course. We don't know what those youngsters have gotten into, and we have to be able to get them and ourselves out.
Harris ached for her lost crew, for Oblo and Petrus, who would have stood behind her in anything. But she would have to do this alone, because there was no other way. At least she could prepare Cecilia for what they might face.
Rifles at a minimum, and if you can use a bow...
Of course, but why?
It's quieter.
Harris had pulled out her notepad again and was figuring on it. Supplies. They'd need food, medical supplies, ammunition for the weapons she intended to take, protective gear, whatever communications and electronic gear she could lay her hands on. She looked at the wall chronometer. In half a standard hour. They'd need to leave before the day's hunt gathered. It was crazy. They should tell Bunny. They should use his staff for this.
Should we take something larger than a standard flitter?
Like what?
Harris computed cubage and mass on her notepad and entered the total. They would have to change from hunting clothes, too, or take along something more suitable and change en route.
A supply flitter, I was thinking. We could take more supplies, and if one of them is injured...
Good idea. Will they sign one out to you?
I've been a family friend for years. Of course they will. Michaels will be glad someone's checking on the young people.
Fine. Then get this list loaded as soon as you can. I'll pack my kit and what else we need.
The weapons.
Yes, the weapons.
That morning, the Green Hunt gathered at Stone Lodge, so the house staff at the main house seemed less rushed. The housekeeper's eyebrows went up slightly when Harris mentioned weapons, but the brief explanation that Lady Cecilia wanted to find her nephew brought them back down, as if Lady Cecilia could be expected to take after her relatives with firepower.
Senador and Cleo have a shop here during the season. I imagine they would have anything Lady Cecilia might want.
Thank you.
Senador and Cleo were a firm of weapons dealers as famous in their way as the great fashion houses. Once she'd heard the name, Harris remembered seeing the S&C logo outside one of the little stone buildings that made up the commercial row. Saddlers, bootmakers, tailors, and bloodstock agents. Senador and Cleo's local representative welcomed her with a wink and a smile.
Lady Cecilia, huh? What's she doing now, deciding to turn Elfus hunter? So you're her captain. You look like regular military.
Harris had thought of a good story on the way over.
I was. Look, I'm buying two lots. They'll need separate accounting. Lady Cecilia's yacht is woefully undergunned. The crew's arms are pitiful. I finally convinced her that in some of the places she wants to travel, she needs to arm the crew with something more advanced than muzzle loaders from the family museum.
A lot of these aristocrats are like that. They don't expect to need real protection.
And most of them probably don't. Such as the ones who make a safe round from hunting here to deep-sea fishing on Fandro and back to court for the season. But you know Lady Cecilia isn't like that. So I'm going to do my job and see that she isn't hijacked somewhere.
Well, we don't carry many of that sort of thing down here, but let's see.
The Hollow catalog showed something that looked like the landing troops' rifles and submachine guns. Exactly what Harris had been hoping for.
Yeah. These are made by Zeckerd, who, as you know, supply the fleet marines. Ours, of course, go through additional testing from the factory. We have a gross of each model up at home station, and we could deliver anything up to that quantity directly to Lady Cecilia's yacht. The sweet delight, isn't it?
Harris wondered if Lupescu knew that somewhere on home station were a gross each of military-quality rifles and the stubby-barreled weapons which had been called ooze for time out of mind. Harris remembered that one instructor at the academy had said they were supposed to be 007s, but through a computer glitch, they'd been renamed. The landing force's gory jest was that they were called ooze because that's what they made of anyone foolish enough to get in the way. And how many were on the other stations?
That would cause problems, at least now. You've probably heard that we've a standing watch aboard.
Well, yes, that's why I
thought station master was none too pleased about that. Lady Cecilia is sure he won't like having that crew armed with modern weapons. Of course they're harmless. It's only a handful, and most of them don't yet know how to use these.
Harris tapped the Hollow catalog, and the image shivered.
But she said to gather the weapons here and transport them under her personal seal and responsibility when we leave. She is concerned as well that such weapons look too real. You know, it would ruin her decorating scheme or something. I wondered if you had a small number of those which could be customized to look more like hunting weapons.
Ah, yes. Here.
The catalog image flicked to something with a stock of burnished wood instead of extruded carbon fiber alloy and a civilian-style sighting system and computer socket.
It's the same, exactly, but with that on, about 200 grams heavier. It does cost more.
Perfect. 20 of the rifles and 5 subs.
The ooze had been prettified with wood and inlay, but less successfully. They would pass, however, for the weapon many explorers carried on pioneer worlds.
I don't have that many set up, but it doesn't take long. The hunt's away today, and my techs are both free. A few hours only.
How many do you have ready? I wanted to show Milady what they would look like.
If Brazil wood and Cora wood are acceptable, I've got a couple of beauties already made up.
He vanished behind a mesh grill and returned with 2 of the rifles and a single submachine gun. The rifle stocks had the curly green and blue grain of Brazil wood, probably from a plantation on this very planet. The ooze's wood decoration was in the pale yellow and gray grain of Devian Cori wood. Harris ran her fingers over both. The rifles felt silky, and the sub a bit tacky, giving a grip that would always hold no matter what. She picked up each weapon to check its balance.
You'll want to fire them. Our range is back here.
Just a moment. This isn't all. On Lady Cecilia's personal account, not the yacht account, I will need to select personal weapons for her.
She flipped through the catalog and allowed the salesman to lead her toward the items she already knew she wanted. Light hunting rifles with day and night optics, IR rangefinding, and computer links for special purposes, a narrow-beam optical weapon that could also be used to operate ship controls, personal protective gear. The salesman seemed to consider it natural that she ordered for herself as well, but she dared not put vests and helmets for the young people on the list. Then it was done, and he led her through another mesh grill to the indoor firing range without waiting for her opinion. She forced herself to follow with no sign of hurry. Surely Cecilia wouldn't get the flitter loaded in the time limit she'd given her, and despite her need to hurry, her training held. You could not trust a weapon you had not personally tested. When all the weapons had checked out, as she had been sure they would, she came back to the main showroom and glanced around.
I'll contact you when Lady Cecilia approves the choice of wood for the stocks, and I'm hoping to convince her to buy appropriate armor for the crew as well. We'll be using these in the next few days. I'll need ammunition.
The salesman began stacking boxes of clips.
Here, and I presume a weapons cart?
Harris nodded, glad that she would not have to pay for this. Cecilia's credit cube went into the reader, and the assembled weaponry stacked neatly into a covered cache on a cart that looked like a miniature flitter.
Palm printed?
Harris laid her palm on the membrane set in one side of the thing's bow.
It won't open the cache to anyone else. It'll follow you. If you want it to stay somewhere, palm print and say stay. But I'd keep it with you. If it's stolen, someone could break in. Local law says those weapons are your responsibility now.
Thank you.
Harris retrieved Cecilia's cube. She hadn't even looked at the total. It was like going into fleet refitting.